Among the provisions of Arizona's 1912 state constitution, Section 6 of Article 11 states, quote, "The university and all other state educational institutions shall be as nearly free as possible," end quote. Since 2003, Arizona's public universities have gone from the bottom third of affordable public college educations to the top quarter of most expensive university systems. Now the Arizona Students Association wants that to change. They're promoting a statewide ballot initiative that would put state education officials' feet to the fire and force them to honor the wording of the Arizona Constitution. The initiative, which is titled the Nearly Free as Possible Act, would mandate the state pay 50% of the real cost of public college, paid for by a 2% increase in the state's corporate income tax. The Students Association launched the campaign this morning with a press conference on the Hayden Lawn at ASU's Tempe campus. Another is being held at noon at NAU in Flagstaff. And joining us now is Cesar Aguilar, the executive director of the Students Association. Cesar, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So in the next couple of minutes, explain this for us. Why did you choose to go for increase in corporate taxes compared to even income tax like the Invest in Ed Act tried to do?
So here in Arizona, we're starting to see our economy start to increase. We're seeing jobs move into the state. And we just thought, students that are going into higher education, they're going into higher education to get these good jobs. So why not have these businesses pay for it, invest in students themselves so that they get these good quality students that are, prepared in higher education?
We know that November of 2022 obviously is a major election coming up, but let me ask you about the timing. Why now? Why do you think this makes sense, other than what you just said about corporate taxes and the economy of the state generally?
Yeah, this is needed more than ever. Since the recession, Arizona has not put funding back into higher education. And not only that, the pandemic has really hit students hard. This morning when we're doing this press release or this press conference, our students are talking about their struggle with COVID and the experience that they're having in higher education. And what we came up with was that this is needed more than ever. We didn't see tuition decrease last year. It stayed exactly the same, and we didn't see it decrease this year either. And so the students decided that, how about we do something now about it? Because we're starting to see students drop out of college, and the cost is not helping us at all.
Let me ask you, Cesar, about the game plan here to collect the hundreds of thousands of signatures you're going to need to get on the ballot. How are you going to go about this?
Yeah, grassroots, that's what ASA is all about. We're at all three universities collecting petitions. We're starting at the universities because we really want this to be the focus, that this is student-led, student-run, and the students are finally coming up with a solution, and this is what they want. And from there, obviously, we're going to have to move outside the universities because we need over 280,000 signatures, and so it's going to be a long one, but we still have till next year, so we're excited to get that going now, very early.
Cesar, in our last few seconds or so, I'm going to put the cart before the horse, as the old cliche goes. You're going to get opposition on this, and it's going to be pretty powerful. How do you expect to deal with that?
Listen, we're a very small organization. Higher education has been attacked in Arizona for a long time, since 2008. We know what's coming, and you know what? A lot of these students, they have it in them to fight back. They know, as young people, we know that, we think that when people doubt us, we come at a bigger push. So I think that's the good thing about young people, is that we're expecting it, and we're hoping that we overcome it.
All right. Cesar Aguilar is the executive director of the Arizona Students Association joining us. Cesar, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.